He was at, did you see Tasty perform at Wasted Space?
Yeah, of course. You don't remember? He fucked up my whole deal.
He fucked up my whole deal. I didn't want him on the stage. I was like, man, I don't want the fucking bass player of Ozzy on here while I fucking slash this fucking song to pieces. I want nobody who's connected with this band at all witnessing this fucking thing. And I said, I couldn't even look at him because I was like, if I look at him, then I'm going to really, it's going to be really confirmed that it is him.
No, you know what though? But it was the whole flavor of it, you know?
You had the wig on, so you're going for the vibe and everything, you know?
Like, I had the wig on so that I couldn't see you next to me. That's why I was doing that. I was like, I don't want to fucking. And then I'm singing this song like a dick, and I look over and he's got the fucking bass pointed straight up in the air of the crowd. I'm like, oh God, it really is him. He really is out here with me. Fucking hell, stop. Everybody pay attention to him. I even forgot that you were doing anything, Tussin Wolf. Because you were supposed to steal the show, but you got stolen from your
bass playing was much cooler than my fake bass playing. So.
The very best thing
I thought you were playing keyboards.
I was.
No, you see, you didn't notice in Crazy Train, he kicks the keyboard over and grabs a bass and starts fucking windmilling the thing. But nobody was looking at him because you fucking stole the show. Fucking Blasco.
We're into like the 4 count to start the song, and Blasco looks at me and he goes, do we do the studio version or the live version? And I'm thinking, I have no idea what the difference is.
Yeah,
so
wow.
I just follow my lead. And it worked out okay.
Yeah.
The live version's longer.
We're doing the studio one, definitely.
Yeah.
I think we shot in the studio one, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I was actually worried because I knew that we made our own ending. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if Glasgow's just going to keep going when we end. But
I think he tapped me on the shoulder and was like, yo, pay attention. Here comes the end.
Wow. Tully, how does it feel to tell Blasco to pay attention in Crazy Train?
Throwing an audible.
Tapping Blasco. Hey, man. Fucking heads up, all right? Did you really do that?
Yeah.
Man, you're a ballsy cocksucker. Glasgow, I would have kicked him in the nuts. You know who I am, motherfucker? Boot.
Because we ended it really, really short. And I, like everybody else in the band, I'm sure about 8 seconds before we got to that point, I was like, oh, this is going to look bad. Like,
yeah.
We could blow the whole thing right here.
If I don't give this dude the heads up.
So you just kind of, you do the whole, like, the classic drummer thing where you just hold all your hands up, your shoulders up, and you go, and down.
Oh,
and just
everybody,
whatever the fuck you're doing, you stop when I come down.
Yeah, I just stood back, and I was like, this could be the hugest shitstorm ever right here. I didn't try to rock the last note or anything. I just sort of stood back and went, oh, wow, you all ended. Congratulations. I thought for sure I was going to turn around and be like, he likes to keep playing.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
It's all good. I got the wink.
Yeah, you would have to know that. You're pretty good at that whole thing.
It was funny, too, because I think it was earlier that afternoon, you know, Josh hit me up, and he's like, hey, man, you want to play with Josh tonight, Wasted Space? I'm like, sure, man, what time? He's like, midnight. Ooh, okay. It's good. Me in Vegas at midnight, it's going to be whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was all good.